With tuition rising again this year, Rutgers University would seem the ideal place for the military to find young people willing to serve to help finance their education. And they have been trying to do just that. Ian Chinich, however, coordinates a vigorous counter-recruitment campaign on campus, which is determined to quell their efforts.
How much military recruitment is there on campus?
Still relatively a lot. There used to be more. We've had several direct counter-recruitment actions. One of them, we kicked the Army recruiters off campus. We went into one of their recruiting sessions and pretty much shut it down. That happened December 2nd last year. It was built up as recruiting for government jobs in linguistics. But when we went there, there were only Army recruiters for interrogations, for that kind of stuff. And so we had people chanting and they were arrested. Then we had more people that were inside doing the same thing, and eventually pretty much it just kind of fell apart. So far as I can tell, the Army recruiters from East Brunswick haven't come back, but the Marine recruiters keep coming back no matter how much direct action we have. They're actually having helicopter landings on Bush campus, which is this other part of Rutgers that has most of the science classes. We're going to do some direct counter-recruitment action there with a bunch of other groups.
Are they successful in recruiting for the Marines?
Somewhat successful. They do realize that the pressure is being put on them. For example, they used to be putting lots of flyers up for all their activities, for all their events, but now they ask to email for details because they don't want to put an exact day and time and place so we can break it up.
Michael Amrich spent 16 months in Iraq and Afghanistan from 2001 to 2003, and he once believed that enlisting would be a positive experience. He is now a student member of Iraq Veterans Against the War.
Are you still in contact with some of the people who are in the service?
Yes, with a lot of people in the service.
What's the mood and the message there?
It's a horrible situation here, and you know the United States military knows it. Really no mission, no plan for anything. They're just securing themselves and, of course, the Green Zone, which are where the people go to vote. Those are really the only secure places in the whole country. It's just a horrible situation, you know, a total disaster. Worse than anybody could have ever imagined. Between in a civil war, you know, sectarian violence, the insurgency, just a laundry list of problems that we faced, and we just don't have the money or the manpower to do anything there.
There's an article in Newsweek this week that says that the war in Afghanistan is lost. Your reaction to that?
I believe that's accurate. When we flushed the Taliban out in Afghanistan, we made a pretty costly mistake by leaving all the poppy farms. That's where the Taliban gets all their funds from, all the poppy farms, and they've been thriving since our invasion in 2001, and the Taliban are going to make it happen. They're going to push their agenda in that country.
What about Iraq? Is this also a lost war?
It's more of an organized chaos. It's a guerrilla war. It's a war that has to be fought with intelligence and troops, not military contractors making big bombs, tanks, and planes and getting rich.
You think the United States should withdraw and when?
I think they should set up a plan to be out by the end of the year.
Knowing what you know, if you had to re-enlist, would you do it again?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No way. No way.
You know what I mean? You gotta make that change. It's for the babies. It's for the seeds. You know what I mean? It's for your family.
For the WBI Sunday News in New Brunswick, New Jersey, this is Fred Nguyen.